After 20 years of vitriolic and tardy state budget fights, the dream of an on-time spending plan came true late Tuesday night for New York State. Governor Pataki and legislative leaders agreed to add more than $1 billion in spending on welfare services, environmental projects, and economic development plans. Joining me now to talk about the process and its implications is Albany reporter Karen DeWitt. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Satarius.
So this year's budget negotiations were purposely done in a room where everyone could watch, but the final deals were cut quietly at the last minute. Here's Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver apologizing.
I'm apologizing to you and to the public for having to do this at night, because I don't think it's right, but we have no choice, and we didn't dictate that.
So, Karen, how did the negotiations go?
Well, you remember back on March 31, there was a lot of congratulation among the lawmakers because they said the budget was passed in the most open manner in decades. Really, if ever, the governor held open leaders' meetings with all four legislative leaders. They had these joint conference committees, and there was a lot more information available. The bills were public for 3 days, and they were passed in the early afternoon, which is almost unheard of in Albany, where everything's usually passed at 2 in the morning instead of 2 in the afternoon. But the thing that they didn't want to emphasize was the budget wasn't completely finished. They didn't agree on this $1 billion for public assistance money or $150 million environmental fund. The governor wanted more Medicaid cuts, and so he had until April 12th to veto the legislature's budget. And this last part, since March 31, was mostly conducted in secret. It's like he didn't know the budget negotiations were going on. It's almost like they were embarrassed to talk about it because they wanted to create the impression that the budget was already finished. And that cut that we just heard was Speaker Silver talking about 7:30 on Tuesday evening, where they finally announced what was going to be in the bills that they were going to pass in the next couple of hours. So it was back to the secret ways.
Right. Now, Governor Pataki says he suddenly found a $1 billion increase in projected revenues that led him to change his mind on cutting spending the legislature had added to his proposal. How did that happen?
Well, they always seem to conveniently find money when they need to. And, you know, it's you can manipulate numbers any way you want to. But the truth is, I think that tax collections are up a little more. The governor has always made very conservative estimates about how much money is coming in. And I guess the economy is doing a little bit better. Tax collections are up. So the money was there to be spent if that's what was wanted, which apparently was.
One of the thorniest issues in the budget was Medicaid funding. Did the governor get the cuts he wanted?
Well, you know, he really didn't. He wanted several hundred million dollars worth of cuts, and he didn't. He got about $90 million more of them on Tuesday, including a new tax on nursing homes and the Family Health Plus program for the working poor, increasing drug copays. But he kind of put the best face on it in the end, kind of to his acquiescing on the whole thing.
And how has this whole budget fight this year affected Governor Pataki?
Well, you know, he has not been doing very well in the polls. Nobody knows if he's going to run for re-election or not. But I think it can only help him if he signs on, as he has, to the legislature's budget and saying, I was part of this on-time budget agreement. And really, I think he should get some credit for holding these open leaders meetings that started back in February. They really did speed up the process and put a lot of pressure on the legislature not to stall.
Very briefly, can we expect an open, on-time budget next year, do you think? I mean, it is an election year.
Well, yeah, I think that is the biggest reason. 2006 is an election year for the entire legislature. They've been very stung by last year being labeled as a dysfunctional by New York University's Brennan Center. I think they're going to be under a lot of pressure to repeat this semi-open budget process.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen DeWitt covers Albany for WNYC.